Well, we have worshiped tonight already. We have offered a praise offering to the Lord as we have sung these excellent songs. And we shall continue to worship as we study the Word of God here this evening. This evening, we will study priorities in ministry, specifically the priority of excellence. Every individual and every organization must have priorities. There must be a list of those things that must be done, and there should be also a list of those things that must be done first. Well over a decade ago, I was operating a chainsaw. You don't know where this story is going at this point, I can tell. Let's just say there was an accident, and there was only one person involved, and that was me. In my memory, the accident was a combination of many things, none of which were operator error. But regardless of why the accident occurred, my leg was cut with the chainsaw. And in God's providence, it wasn't a severe cut, if that could even be possible with the chainsaw. My dear wife drove me to the urgent care. And in my mind, I thought that chainsaw wounds would receive priority at the urgent care. I thought I would be taken back immediately, but this was not the case. It wasn't at all like a 90s emergency room drama. I waited quite some time at the urgent care, and there was another patient there that had some ice on their arm because they had hit their arm on something. I don't know what it was. And I was a little surprised that this person with ice on their arm was taken back before me. I naturally thought chainsaw wound had a higher priority than bumped arm. So I spoke to the person at the front desk, and I was politely told I needed to sit down. In the providence of God, I was able to see a very good physician. Everything turned out fine. I was even able to preach the following day. But it does seem strange still to this day that a bumped arm was treated before a chainsaw wound was treated. And what really seems strange is it seems there was an incorrect priority. The scriptures speak to us about priorities, about setting our priorities, about setting priorities for us individually, about setting priorities in organizations and in ministries. And they specifically speak to us about the priority of excellence. When we look into the Word of God, we see that the Lord Himself gave His people commands for excellence in the past, including excellence in how they ministered to Him. And the Lord's people were expected to obey His commands. There was an expectation from the Lord to His people for excellence. Tonight, as we look into the Word of God, we will find that we too have an expectation for excellence in our ministry. As we study the scriptures here this evening, we will come to three understandings regarding excellence in ministry. But first, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for the songs we have already sung. Truly, Father, to you be the glory. Truly, all we have is Christ, and we have Him forevermore. We praise your name. Father, we thank you for this church. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping you here this evening. Give us strength, give us wisdom, and help us understand your word. Be with us, Father, as we seek your face. For it is in Christ's name we pray these things. Amen. As we study this evening, let us first come to understand the standard for excellence. The standard for excellence. Excellence is a description. We might describe a fire engine as red, and when we do that, we're describing its color. We might describe a tree as tall, and when we do that, we describe its height. And when we describe something as being excellent, we're describing its quality. Excellence is a very high quality. If we look into the book of Proverbs, specifically Proverbs 31, we see two different descriptions using the word excellent. Proverbs 31 and 10. What do we read there? An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. Scripture is describing here a wife as being excellent. Proverbs 31 and 29, many women have done excellently, but you surpassed them all. Here, Scripture is describing an activity as being excellent. What she is doing is surpassing others in excellence. Excellence is a description. It describes quality as being very high. And excellence depends on standards, real objective standards. If these standards are not met, excellence does not occur. Excellence is not something that takes place. And these standards do not come from feelings. These standards do not come from emotions. These standards do not come from preferences. They come from the Lord Himself as He reveals in His Word. The ways of the Lord are perfect. The works of the Lord are perfect. We read in 2 Samuel 22 and 31, God, His way is perfect. We read the Song of Moses, Deuteronomy 32, 3 through 4, for I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, His work is perfect. Perfection belongs to the Lord alone. His standards are perfect. And the primary way the Lord has communicated to us His standards are through His perfect Word. The Lord has communicated His standards to us for excellence in His Word. And we can read and we can understand those standards. Yes, excellence depends on standards. This is true in ministry. It's also true in cooking. The standards for any dish are found in its recipe. If you follow an excellent recipe, you will receive an excellent dish that comes out. The story comes to me as being true. A newly married woman wanted to make a southern delicacy, banana pudding. Is it a dessert? Is it an entree? We're not sure, but it is a southern delicacy. The banana pudding she wanted to make was her mother's recipe. And so she asked her mother for the recipe for banana pudding. And as she was going through the recipe, she came to the amount of sugar. The recipe simply called for six, and the letter C, C's of sugar. So she naturally just assumed this was six cups of sugar. And though she felt like this was a significant amount of sugar for the amount of banana pudding, she added the six cups of sugar. And of course, when it came out of the oven, it was far too sweet to even eat. She called her mother, and she inquired about the excessive sweetness, and she learned that her mother's C's, the letter C, refers to just some random small cup that her mother had, that if you add all those together, it probably wouldn't even have equaled one measuring cup. And because this lady had not understood the recipe, she had accidentally not followed the recipe. The standards for any dish are found in the recipe. Follow an excellent recipe and it will produce an excellent dish. But fail to follow an excellent recipe and it will not produce an excellent dish. The Word of God has revealed the standards of God from the Lord to us. We must look to the Word of God for those standards. Follow the standards of the Word of God, and ministry will be excellent. Disregard the standards of the Word of God, and ministry will not and cannot be excellent. At Calvary, we look to the Word of God for standards for excellence in ministry. What we believe is described in our articles of faith. And under every article, there is scripture listed there. Our pastor sets goals for ministry, which come from scripture. Love one another. Read God's word daily. Shine Christ's light. And on Sunday evenings, we have studied ministry priorities, which come directly from scripture. Yes, at Calvary, we look to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ for our standards for excellence. And we must individually do that as well. We must be in the Word of God. We must treat it as milk. We must drink it as newborn babes. And we must be changed by it as well. Thus, we have come to understand the standard for excellence. Now let us come to understand the command for excellence. In his word, the Lord commands excellence in ministry. We find specific commands in ministry. Turn with me to Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. Here we find specific commands for excellence in ministry. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and with all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. We are commanded to approve what is excellent. We read a further specific command in Philippians 4 and 8. Philippians 4 and 8, just a few pages away. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We are commanded to think about what is excellence. Two scriptures contain general commands for ministry excellence. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 10 and 31, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. We are commanded to do all things for God's glory. If we're doing this, we will do them with excellence. We further read Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. If we're doing things with all our might, we will do them with excellence. And the Word of God is so gracious in that it doesn't just tell us why that we are commanded, it tells us why we are commanded this. A reason that excellence in ministry is commanded is that the ministry of the new covenant is excellent. We read in Hebrews 8 and 6, but as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. The new covenant is excellent. The new covenant promises are excellent. The ministry of the new covenant is excellent. It is clear then why our ministry must be excellent. And the Lord commands excellence in ministry because the ministry of the new covenant is excellent. But even if the Lord didn't tell us why, even if he didn't tell us one of the reasons he commands excellence, we still have to obey God's commands for excellence. As you are probably aware, it's almost impossible to predict the traffic pattern on Interstate 485. I have the option to come down Highway 51 or come down Interstate 485 when I come to Calvary. And so sometimes I will pull out my phone and I'll put Calvary in my phone and it will tell me which way is quicker. And the other day I was coming to Calvary, and I looked on my phone for the best way to come, and I was surprised that it told me to come down Highway 51 and not Interstate 485. I looked on the map. I didn't see any traffic on Interstate 485, and so I concluded my phone was wrong, and I ignored the directions I was being given. After all, I don't have to do what my phone says, right? I mean, it's not, you know, it's an authority over me. After all, I was here before 485 was, and I remember that. I was here before my phone, and I know more about Charlotte traffic than my phone, right? And so I proceeded to come to Calvary. I proceeded to come down 485, and all was well. It was a beautiful day. It was sunny. I felt quite good about the decision I had made. There was almost no traffic whatsoever until I got to Ray Road. For those of you who don't know, Calvary Church is on Ray Road. And the entire exit was closed. Needless to say, it took me far longer to get to Calvary than if I had just followed the directions I was given. It wasn't clear why I should go down Highway 51, so I just dismissed the directions that I was given. But we should never do that with the Word of God. If the Word of God commands us to do something, even if it's not clear, why am I being commanded to do this? Just obey the Word of God. The Lord's commands are always right, and the Lord commands excellence in ministry. We may be tempted to think it would be easier to do something inexcellent after all. Excellence is hard. Other options are easy. The Word of God commands excellence. It would be quicker. Excellence is slow. It takes a long time. Inexcellence is fast. It can happen today. The Word of God commands excellence. It would be cheaper. It would be cheaper to do inexcellence. Excellence, after all, is expensive. The Word of God commands excellence. The Lord's commands are always right, and the Lord commands excellence in ministry. And we here at Calvary Church, we will obey God's command. We will have an excellent ministry, and we must do that individually as well. And so we have come to understand the command for excellence. Finally, let us come to understand the priority of excellence. If the Lord commanded something, it must be a priority for us today. When we look into the Scriptures, we find that the Lord, He is God, and we must love Him. Christ teaches regarding the greatest commandment, Mark 12 and 30, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This was true for Israel. It's true for the Christian as well. It's important for Christians today to love the Lord. And if we love the Lord, we will obey Him. John writes regarding the commands of the Lord in 1 John 5 and 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. If we love the Lord, obeying the commands of the Lord will be a priority. Will be a priority for us in our lives and in our ministry. And so since we do love the Lord, excellence is a priority. We must make excellence a priority in our ministry. We must not allow it to be too late to find out that we have misordered our priorities. Sometimes in life that does happen. We find that we've missed an important meeting. We find that we are unprepared for a life event. We find that we are faced with our own mortality. We find that we have misordered our priority. Peter Lynch was a manager of a very large investment fund for Fidelity. And by all accounts, he was very successful, at least in the eyes of the world. However, in the midst of his success, he realized his priorities were out of order. In his book, Beating the Street, Lynch confesses the following, and I quote, "As much as I enjoyed managing a portfolio the size of the GNP of Ecuador, I miss being home to watch my children grow up. They change fast. They almost had to introduce themselves to me every weekend." He continues, "I was celebrating my 46th birthday. In the middle of the party, I had a revelation. I remembered that my father had died when he was 46 years old. And you start to feel mortal when you realize you've outlived your parents." And he concluded regarding his crisis, "You start wishing you'd seen more school plays and ski meets and afternoon soccer games. You remind yourself that nobody on his deathbed ever said, 'I wish I'd spent more time at the office.'" Despite all the success that the world could give him, Peter Lynch came to understand his priorities were out of order. He did not want to come to the end of his life, find out he had prioritized the trivial over that which was critical. And every individual, every organization must have priorities. God has commanded excellence in ministry, and so excellence must be a priority. We at Calvary do have excellence as a ministry priority. That's why we're talking about it here and studying it this evening. But we must have it in our individual lives as well. And excellence in ministry must begin with Christ, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul declares regarding priorities to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 10 and 15, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." There cannot be excellence in ministry without Jesus Christ having the central focus of that ministry. If we are to make excellence be a priority in our ministry, the ministry will be about being and making authentic followers of Jesus Christ. focused on Christ. There can be no excellence apart from him. He is the vine. We are the branches, John 15:5. Only by his power can we minister in an excellent way. Only by him can we have excellence in ministry. So let us continue to make excellence a ministry here at Calvary Church and in our individual lives as well, as we have concluded now our study and understood the priority of excellence. Will you pray with me here? Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for Christ. We thank you for what he has done for us on the cross of Calvary. And Father, we pray. We pray as we are about to observe that beautiful ordinance of communion, our eyes would be turned to Christ, fixed upon the author and perfecter of our faith. Only through him can we have excellence. Only through his word can we have an excellent ministry. I pray, Father, for this church. I pray that it would be strong, firmly grounded upon the solid foundation of the word of God, not on concrete, but on the solid foundation of the word of God. I pray, Father, that we would be in that word and that we would spend time studying and drinking from that pure fountain of the word of God. Be with us, Father, as we conclude here this evening. Be with us as we prepare our hearts for communion. For it is in Christ's name we pray these things. Amen.